This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? We added a guest here to join us at the bottom of the hour, Andy Armacost, who's the president of the University of North Dakota. There is a brewing controversy out there, about a new policy, a gender inclusion policy at UND. It has been brewing for a while, and I dare say if it's not addressed properly, it could be another situation like the legislature had to deal with NDSU.
I have a question.
On the Planned Parenthood situation. Yes, sir.
Yep. What genders aren't included at UND?
Well, how many genders are there? Man and woman.
I got two.
Yeah. So I think they're all included.
My friend has a law degree from UND. My another friend has both male and females. What aren't included there?
The Catholic bishops of North Dakota have come forward with a letter, and when it gets to that point, it means that all the diplomatic tracks have not worked well, and because the bishops don't write letters lightly. And certainly this one's public, and I've heard from a ton of legislators who are like, what is going on up there? Charlie Kirk sent me a story about a month ago, and I just haven't had a chance to dig into it, and it's just a... It's bubbling up. But anyway, Andy Armacost, I understand UND is holding a press coverage later today, or is it tomorrow? Tomorrow, okay, on this, but he'll join us today to talk about it. I want to just withhold judgment until I know what the actual policy consideration is before I know. It's being made out to be, if I was born a man, but I identify as a woman, then I can then go to the women's dorm. It's sort of like the locker room thing, so a bit of concern there. We have a new sponsor today. And we want to thank the New Village Co-op, which is coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years old. Beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities, maintenance-free living all on one level. So, hey, no shoveling. Hello. Yeah, you'll never have to replace another roof, window, appliance. Yet you get to enjoy the benefits of home ownership. So you own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. You want to sit in one of the monthly seminars they're doing to learn more. Call Carrie at Village Cooperative in Fargo. 701-997-2900, 701-997-2900, or online at villagecooperative.com. Welcome to the What's On Your Mind family. Glad to have you here. All right, let's go to Mike in Fairbanks. Wants to answer our question today. Is Ted Cruz all hat and no cattle? Mike, what do you think?
Well, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, my ears are now ringing. I can hear you so well. Yes, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to say I don't trust Ted Cruz. I hope he comes around, but what he said about the J6 participants as being terrorists, I don't agree with. Yeah, the FBI guys that were planted there, yeah, they were terrorists, but the true Trump people that were just walking around, excuse me, I'm kind of working here, they,
We have a lot of listeners that work work and call and work and listen, and God bless you. We love the folks that roll up the sleeves and go to work every day. So never apologize for working, Mike. That's okay.
No. And a lot of the people that went there, if you look at the videos, which are hiding 14,000 hours, they were just looking around and like they were tourists.
They're not terrorists. That's for sure. They're not terrorists. Were there some really, really bad actors in that group, busting windows and inciting people to come in with ulterior motives? Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely there were, but the vast majority of people there, which, by the way, was a small percentage of the people in Washington, D.C., so if Donald Trump incited a riot, he did a really poor job of it because 1 million people, Kevin, you were among them, down there listening to him, and what'd they start doing after? Praying, singing hymns, trying to find a bathroom, going back to the hotel, where am I going to eat,
yeah,
you know?
They were marching down the mall, so a bunch of us left. I mean, all sorts of different activities and agendas going on.
And a few, you know, thousands maybe in the, you know, I've heard some people say as few as hundreds, and you know, I've heard estimates of 15,000. Some were up around the Capitol were there long before Donald Trump ended his speech.
Yes.
Or the millions were down below. So
was Nick Searcy in his documentary filming it,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
Can't wait to see that. Thank you, Mike, for the call. We'll put you in the drawing because callers today that call What's On Your Mind are in the drawing for what?
Let's go, Brandon T-shirt.
Let's go, Brandon T-shirt.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, my gosh. You sure that isn't a little...
You are fake news.
No? That's the real deal. Okay, all right.
You know the thing.
Yeah, the Brandon thing. Yeah. He's all on board on the Brandon thing. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Anyway, call us at 800-228-0550. We have a few other answers. Our texters get a prize today, too, and my gosh, they're blowing out the text line here today. Ted Cruz used to have a hat and a decent herd to go with it. But in the last couple of years, his cattle have been rustled or strayed off through fences he didn't maintain. The manure on his boots is sadly his own. He really stepped in it with that January 6th terrorist comment, and his attempt at scraping that off his boots was too little too late. I think he needs to hang up his hat and leave the ranching, in quotes, to those with strong backbones and calloused hands. This is why we love our listeners. Because that spoke well beyond the words you put into a text. Another text says, Cruz is a rhino. If he doesn't stand for the January 6th freedom fighters, these people risked prison to fight the corrupt police forces in D.C. They should have been allowed to occupy the Capitol and march the Democrats out of the building. Oh, boy. There's where, you know, saying it's okay to occupy a building illegally and march Democrats out of the building, that's where you give people the ability to say it was insurrection. I just think that's stupid. And again, I believe some people walk through an open door to go into the Capitol, okay? Thinking, oh, I guess we can go in. And it is the people's house. It was not what it's being made out to be. But let's not say, we could occupy the Capitol, we'll march the Democrats out of the building and not expect to be called terrorists. So appreciate the comment, but can't agree with that. I think it's being made into something it wasn't. That is so obvious, it's ridiculous. Texter says, I listen to the flag all the time, but I'm getting tired of no real action from any people of influence. They all seem afraid. Interesting.
Afraid of what?
Yeah, good question.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, I don't think they mean us. I think they mean the Ted Cruz's or the, you know, sure. Why aren't people fighting harder, you know?
I got to agree with that. I mean, it's like you said at the top of the show. There's a lot of talk, a lot of, you know, bam, bam, bam when you're on the Senate floor, bam when you're on Hannity, bam when you're on whoever. But then, where's the meat on the bone, boys? Come on!
Right. Well, and again,
where's the action?
I can't watch Sean Hannity's show anymore because I've seen it all 100 times before.
I know. Yeah,
it's the same
over
stuff.
Over.
Great talk, good talking points. Try to get it out on Twitter, social media. My comment. Look at how hard I'm hitting them. Well, great. Where is the actual action? And that's why this latest thing on the FBI person. Great questions. About a year too late. That should have been asked January 7th, 8th, 9th, instead of calling them terrorists. He's trying to do a cleanup in aisle 5. Get something done. Somebody said Lindsey Graham is, Cruz is much better than Lindsey Graham. Always on TV, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. What has he ever got done other than Judge Kavanaugh, which was great? Yeah, interesting point. Very interesting. Okay, a couple other things. How about some conversation about the reported new policies at UND? That's coming. Why in the world would anyone trust the data from the CDC or any other big medical organization? It's solely about big pharma making money. It has nothing to do with protecting anybody. Let's see now. Joe Biden just announced everybody should get a free N95 mask and then everything will be five. Do you think anybody's making any money on that, Kev? What do you think?
Always follow the money. 3M makes all the masks. So how is 3M involved in this? But they're all free. We're going to make them available. That's what I always ask.
Not to mention, an N95 mask, properly fitted by a medical professional, does do a better job of a, you know, just a cloth diaper
or something.
From stopping things coming in or coming out.
Yeah.
But guess what? If you hand them out in the street, 1% of them are going to be worn correctly? Who's going to be fitted with them? It's pointless. Ask any medical official. This is all theater, and Kevin is right. Question everything, follow the money. Ridiculous. Steve Flasher, you're next on What's On Your Mind. In the drawing for a Let's Go Brandon hat. Fire away.
Oh, I'm
was just out here hunting coyotes, and I was always listening to your program, and I wanted to know how to get a Let's Go Brandon hat. I love your program and agree with everything's going on, and think this country's kind of a mess right now, but don't have much to say other than that, sir.
Well, I'm glad you called. Have you called the show before, Steve?
No, sir. I can't believe I'm on, on here.
Well, so you've listened how long to the show, would you say? How long you've been listening but not calling?
Probably a couple years or a year, somewhere in there, a couple years, because I didn't. When I found it, then I would listen to it, you know, so it's been a couple years, I guess.
Well, God bless you. And you're hunting coyotes, and you're listening out there near Flasher, so if you hang on and get your address, we'll send you the Let's Go Brandon shirt, because you're a first-time caller. So the first-time callers are after my own heart.
And thanks for taking care of those varmints.
Yeah. And by the way, do you think, Steve, do you think Ted Cruz is all hat and no cattle?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's talking out both sides of his mouth. I saw him on Tucker trying to backpedal, and I, you know.
Clean up an aisle five on that one, yeah. Good luck with that. Steve, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you and all of our fine listeners. Daniel's going to come on and get your address there, okay? Texter says, Ted is all show and no go. He loves to wear the hat everywhere. Thanks. Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-$4 deal with a gooey, awesome, hot-stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day, PetroServe USA. Pet-safe ice melt is $8.99, Balsa blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your mind brought to you by MyPillow today. What are you doing to stand up against the cancel culture? Michael Lindell and his MyPillow products, some of the best ever canceled by the big box stores. And guess what? The people have rallied. They've said, you know what?
Boy, have they.
Have they ever. I don't need to buy my stuff at, these woke stores. No way, no how. Unbelievable. MyPillow.com is where you get these products. And by the way, there are so much more than pillows. If you haven't been there lately, beds, mattress toppers, sleepwear is fantastic. Oh, it's really good. Surprised my daughter when she moved out to San Francisco. Once I stopped weeping, I decided I'd send her something nice. And I sent her just, I picked out like some a waffle blanket, kind of like a pink sleepwear, and sent it out to her, surprised her. She's like, oh, this is so awesome. I just love it. So really nice stuff. Really well done. The slippers and the moccasins are great, too. I love my moccasins. Kevin likes his MyPillow slippers so much he brought them with the Texas, for crying out loud.
Mike Lindell has ruined me for other pillows. He's ruined me for other slippers. He's ruined me for other towels. He's ruined me for other robes.
Yeah, exactly right. And it just feels good to buy from MyPillow, doesn't it?
It does.
Just feels good.
Those slippers are unbelievably good quality, comfortable. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Great deal right now in Mike's memoir, which is a great book to add to your reading list, From Crack Addict to CEO. You buy the book and get your choice of a roll or go anywhere MyPillow. Normally that'd be $60, like $59.95. It's $9.98 right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Same with FrankSpeech.com, the promo code Scott there. MyStore.com has all kinds of American-made products, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. There was an exchange yesterday on the program that caused some listeners to express their ire with me, and that's okay. I don't mind it at all. I really don't. I want to play the exchange. We were talking to Chet Pollard, who just had announced his retirement, and it was a neat conversation, I thought, with Chet about just how much he, you know, go from Carrington, North Dakota, and be able to contribute to the legislature, become a leader, and a caller called us and said they wanted to compliment. You know, Daniel will say, who do you want to call and what do you want to say? And they'll say, okay, it's like Ron and Mandan right now wants to talk about Ted Cruz, and Mike in Cass County wants to talk about debate, okay? I know just a little bit. So this guy said, want to compliment Chet Pollard, whoever it was. I go to him, but, you know, Chet had been kind of emotional about everything, and it was a conversation just about stepping aside. So listen to this and see if I messed up.
I have Tim, to go back to your beginning song, too, because I think of a small town. And I think of Pingree and Carrington. And that's where I'm from.
And proud of it. Where the stars and stripes fly and the small towns of North Dakota are full of so much wisdom and so many good people. And, you know, you need leaders from those towns to step up and be citizen legislators. Tim in Jamestown, let's get you in quick here for chat. Go ahead, Tim.
Just want to say thank you for retiring, because now we can finally put warriors into office that want to fight the culture war versus taking media sound bites and allegations and turning it, weaponizing it against your own conservative members. So,
oh, my goodness.
And Scott, I don't have a problem with that. You know, there's folks out there that way, too, as well. And I can look at the job I've done. And I'm fine with that. And I can look good about that. Now, there's some other folks that think that, hey, that's the way it is.
No, I realize that. And you're a big man about that. This leftover angst and anger over the Luke Simons thing just continues to be a very loud minority who don't realize that all Luke Simons had to do is say two words, I apologize, and he'd still be there. So it's just crazy. But, Chet, thank you. Look forward to a longer conversation when we both have more time. Appreciate your service. All right, so when that happened, then the Texters rolled in and were not happy. I agree with that caller 100%. Why the hell did you cut him off? Chet also voted against Second Amendment rights. Politicians like him are the reason there's a fight inside the Republican Party. Shake my head. So we're allowed to tell Scott, says another one, what's on our mind until you get offended. You get these guests and coddle them and throw softballs and cut off callers who criticize them. It's hard to take you seriously. Another says, it wasn't about that. Anyway, that was kind of the gist of some of the things that we've got after. And if you feel that way, please tell me. Let me just tell you that, as you heard, I tried to go to Tim with about a minute before the break. And then Chet chimed in with a comment about where he was from. And I put the caller on hold, didn't cut him off, put the caller on hold to allow Chet a chance to respond to it. And he responded to it. We didn't have much more time to do it. Now, Chet had to go, or honestly, I would probably said, caller, hang on. And Chet, hang on. We just had one segment with him. So there is the clock, but I think I apologize for nothing in saying, you know, look, you can ask any guest anything, okay? That's why we allow, we don't have any rules here. If a guest comes on the air and says, I'll come on, but I don't want to take any calls, we say, well, we're not the show for you, okay? And this conversation, in my mind, was not the time to say, hey, congratulations, we're glad you're gone, now we can get somebody in there who actually does anything. That kind of an attitude is how you end up with less and less Republicans in control. Now, I think it's fair to say that with the Republican majority in North Dakota, there are Republicans elected, they're barely Republican.
Right.
They sure are.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They're just, they know the only way they get elected is by saying they're a Republican, and you can look at their voting record and say they didn't get much done. Chet Pollard's record in the House, I can't look at it and say, boy, oh boy, you weren't a Republican at all. And he's the leader, right? He's the leader. You think about the amount of pro-life legislation that's happened in the time that he's been there, the tax relief. I don't know what they're talking about, the Second Amendment. But can you find, oh, you voted for that when I wish you would have voted for that? Of course. Stop exploiting that. And the comments led me to believe this caller was disgruntled over the fact that a member was expelled. And that was a sad chapter for everybody. No fun for anybody. And do you think that legislature wanted to be known for the first time in the history of North Dakota expelling a member? Of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. But a guy who'd been told for years and years, going back to Al Carlson, is that you can't do this stuff. You can't do this stuff, and kept doing it, and then couldn't bring him to self to say, I apologize? Because the guy says two words, I apologize. Even if he right. says some version of, I don't believe I intended any harm on anyone, but clearly they feel differently. So let's just tell you, I didn't want anybody to feel that way. I want it to go away.
I'm going to bottom line this for me, at least for me. The bottom line for me on all of this is that those that are being critical of people like Cheddar, that caller that called in, are tired of no fight. They're tired of no action.
I get it.
That's bottom line.
I'm with
you. Just to finish one thought, if we don't get away from that we have to have nothing but fighters, and that I don't know if we win there either.
Well, thank you.
I don't know that we got to find the middle. We got to find some way.
It's like you. You've got Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith representing you in the United States Senate as a Minnesotan.
Yes, I do. Well, that's supposedly.
Okay. And you have people who say, Hoban and Kramer, they do nothing. They get nothing done. They voted for that infrastructure bill. And they don't take a minute to think, wait a minute. The infrastructure bill is $1 trillion. Trump's was $3 trillion. A lot of what Donald Trump wanted of that is in there. There's some bad stuff in there because that's what happens when Democrats take control of the Senate and the House.
Truly.
But guess what? The $1 trillion infrastructure bill was the reason Joe Manchin could say no to the $4 trillion disgraceful assault on future generations. So they were playing chess. So this burn the house down because I don't like that vote, even though I like your 9 votes.
Is he going to get it?
Is exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's not going to win it.
Play some chess, folks. I get the fight part of it. We got to fight, but let's be smart.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Whitener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California says he will not talk with the January 6th Commission. Quote, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I named to serve on the committee. End quote. Senate Democrats believe they have found a way past a procedural hurdle, at least to start debate on their claim of voting rights legislation this week. Democrats say they plan to use existing Senate rules to open debate on two bills, the Freedom of Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will take 60 senators to agree to start a debate on the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said the House will vote on the two measures today. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told Newsmax, nationalizing elections is a simple power grab by Democrats.
The Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Send of Mine brought to you by PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Thursdays, you buy any fountain pop, 49 cents. They actually have a deal this month, all month long. Any size fountain pop, you know, the big ginormous ones?
Yep.
Means you have to stop at the next rest stop. You know what I'm talking about?
That's the ones that the wife loves those.
Coffee, cappuccino, either one. Pop or coffee, cappuccino, 49 cents. Unbelievable. That's all month long, and great specials today for lunch, chicken pot pie, Salisbury steak, Swedish meatballs, scalloped potatoes, French dip sandwich in Valley City, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4-for-4 deal, pizza, 2 homemade cookies, and a soda, all yours, 4 items, $4. PetroServe USA. All right, let's see here. 2 quick calls, and then we're going to get to Andy Armacost, president of the University of North Dakota. Ron and Mandan, what's on your mind?
You know that I could light off on a whole bunch of stuff you guys just covered the last section. But I'll
take your pick. Take your pick.
Yeah, I'll stay on Ted Cruz. When he wrote the book called A Time for Truth, Reigniting the Promise of America, and I have watched him for years. I've called his Austin, Texas office many times, thanking him for what he's doing. So what's going on right now in this contentious old Biden administration, I still stand behind Ted Cruz and know he's going to come out and have the truth. So that's my stand. Ted Cruz is good, and I'm in the running for the Let's Go Brandon hat.
You are indeed. Thank you. Mike in Cass County, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Say, you know, as I've listened to your station over the long time now, a few things have popped in my head. Somehow or another, 23 years out of my life I spent lobbying in Washington. And there's a few things that bother me. First of all, the foundations that we have as Americans, one of them is your fellow citizen is not your enemy. He's your adversary if you disagree. He's not your enemy. In fact, he's your countryman. And as much as I disagree with AOC, I couldn't disagree with her more, you have to be realistic. There's a whole bunch of people who are our countrymen who apparently are sympathetic to what she thinks enough to get her elected and to listen to her. So to ignore it and just say, well, she's a fool and an enemy, you know, what's your end game when your intention is to run over the top of your fellow countrymen? Where do you think that's going to get you? I think there are people now that feel the Democrats are running over the top of them and telling them, you take it or else. How do you feel about it? What are you going to do about that? You're going to get mad, you're going to fight, and we're all going to get nowhere. And we got to get back to the foundations. There's another one. Nobody's got all the answers. Nobody. That's the foundation of our democracy. We listen to each other because there are nobody. Nobody exists that has all the answers. And those are the things I mined out of that 23 years. I wish people would give it some thought.
Well said, Mike. Appreciate the call. I think Ronald Reagan said it best. My 80% friend is not my 20% enemy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great point.
Yeah, you just got to be smart about this. And I also think there is a strain in American politics today that is more about communist-like control.
Socialism, exactly.
Right. And by the way, kids today, a majority of kids, what is the number? I think it's 20 and under. 53% say they'd rather have socialism. I mean, that's just scary. And what's happened.
Very.
So that worries me. But, you know, the people that are fighting against that are not your enemy if they just do it a little bit differently than you do. I appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks a lot. The president of UND. Yeah, appreciate it. Good talking to you, Mike. Thanks. The president of UND, Andy Armacost, back with us on What's Your Mind. Andy, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
There seems to be a great deal of concern building over a gender inclusion policy that is under consideration, as I understand it, at UND. It's not in place, but it's in draft form. Obviously now with the letter from the the North Dakota Catholic Conference of Bishops, it is getting some media attention. It's not new. I've seen it for a while. I've had some national reporters kind of ask me what the deal is. And for a while, I've heard legislators say, boy, this better not happen, and some concern there, but it's kind of bubbling over. I understand you're holding a press conference tomorrow. What do you want us to know about this?
All right, the most important thing, and thanks for the chance to comment, is the draft policy is a draft. It was produced over the summer, and it's intended to make sure that federal law and, in fact, state policy out of the Department of Labor and Human Rights are followed on our campuses. In fact, most of the universities in the system have policies that protect gender identity as a protected class from discrimination, as well as sexual orientation. And this policy was intended to clarify what the campus does to protect their rights. And it, as we know, Title IX allows students to come to any campus on the U.S. Or any public institution and receive an education that is free from discrimination and harassment. And that was the intent of the policy.
I would assume the other institutes of higher learning in North Dakota would want to follow those same laws. Why do they not have a policy like this? Why is UND leading on this front?
Well, there are policies in place at most of the other institutions. This one in particular was focused on the response again, to changing federal law, and there was a famous Supreme Court case in 2020 called the Bostock case that clarified gender identity as a protected class for discrimination. There were some things that the institution, in fact, the North Dakota University system did that we felt were appropriate to build into this policy, and the primary one was our systems now allow transgender students to indicate their preferred names and their preferred pronouns, and so this this policy actually crafted the language that said the university will commit to doing this. In addition, it gave clarity on housing and how the housing process will allow a transgender student to request an accommodation to live according to their gender identity. Now, I think the Catholic Conference's letter had said, oh, this means other students will now have to live with a transgender person who identifies with their gender, when in fact that's not the case. Nobody will be forced to have a living arrangement that is counter to their conscience or their religious beliefs. The policy actually articulated it was offering an assurance to transgender folks that we will take care of you and we'll make sure that you have a comfortable living place. I would suspect that just as much anxiety that exists for our straight students or our cisgender students, the same thing is true for our transgender students. And the policy was intended to offer a kind of an assurance to them that they'll be taken care of when they come here to UND.
The analysis of the policy, I think, concerns most, as you just touched on it, but would it require, a transgender person's preferred pronoun to say, okay, you can use the locker rooms. So if I was male at birth but identify as female, now I'm able to be in the women's locker room or bathrooms or dorms?
Right. Well, on dorms, we have co-ed dorms, so that wouldn't be an issue. And federal law and Supreme Court cases actually guide the implementation of these types of facility-related questions. And so the language that's in the policy is actually consistent with what's currently in Title IX, which is the use of facilities by gender identity.
So just translate that. Does that mean that that in fact, if I was born a male but identify as a female, that I can use the locker room that is opposite of what my you know, a gender is at birth? And same with bathrooms. I mean, we've seen this issue in, you know, some schools around the country, and you're right, there's been some litigation, but is that the practical outcome of this, or is that a misread?
Well, whatever is implemented is not specific to the University of North Dakota. The federal laws are what they are, and public institutions have to abide by what's in Title IX, which affords transgender folks the opportunity to use restrooms that are consistent with their gender identity and not with necessarily with their birth sex. And again, this is not unique to UND. This is federal law, and it's the expectation for all universities to comply with, at least those that don't have an exception to Title IX.
So you're saying UND, in its policies, is doing something it has no choice to do, and that is allow people who identify as a particular gender to be able to use locker rooms and use bathrooms that match what they've chosen for their identity.
Right. So similar to as the campus has changed its policies in regard to state legislative changes, free speech was a good one on the last legislative session. We are the policies that we adopt have to be consistent with federal law and state law. And so that's the aim of that particular section of this policy, is to offer clarity about what those federal laws are.
Bishop Kagan of Bismarck, Bishop Fulda of Fargo, said parents are asked now to examine whether it is conducive or hostile to not only the Catholic faith, but also the truth about the human person. What do you say about that, their concern there?
Well, as a public institution, we have to make sure we afford the rights to education to all of our students, transgender and otherwise. And it's important for us as a campus to make sure those protections are in place and to recognize the humanity of all human beings on this campus. And the bishops, of course, are talking about Catholic teaching, although there's not consistency in these policies even at Catholic universities across the nation. So I appreciate certainly their perspectives and value their wisdom and their understanding of the Catholic faith. But I also I'm obligated as the leader of a public institution to make sure that we're complying with federal law and the protections that are afforded to all people on our campus. And so that includes how do we protect the religious rights of people and the religious free expression of folks. And that's a point that's certainly raised by the Catholic Conference as well. I'm eager, of course, to speak with Christopher Dodson he and I have traded phone calls over the last 24 hours, and certainly his input, as it has already, certainly influences the way that we look at this policy. But fundamentally, we need to make sure that we protect the rights of our transgender students, faculty, and staff, protection against issues of harassment and discrimination.
Last quick question. Are you concerned at all about the legislative pushback on this? There's a significant concern, much like there was with the Planned Parenthood partnership at NDSU. What about their concerns?
Great. My message to the legislators, and there are a number who have reached out to me, and I'm making calls to each of them, is to make sure to understand what the policy is or will be, and we'll keep them informed on this, and not to rush to judgment. There were a few inaccuracies in the Catholic Conference statement that I'll address in a press conference tomorrow. Not to throw shade at them or anything, but to make sure that we get the facts out there.
Sure. Andy, thank you for the time today. Appreciate the clarification. We'll continue to watch this. Thanks. So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The indoor used car sale happens this Saturday. 8 a.m. sharp. Over 90 used cars, trucks, and sport utilities all marked down in 70-degree comfort inside the dealership on the Strip in Mandan on Memorial Highway. All makes, all models, many local trades. 8 vehicles under 10 grand. 4x4 starting at $49.99. Cars starting at $4.99. Hurry in for the best selection. Doors open 8 a.m. sharp, the one-day-only indoor used car sale, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Schwann Buick GMC, Memorial Highway, Mandan.
And I was just like you. You're gonna miss me.
I have a senior. I can't hear this anymore, Scott Hennett.
Oh, my God.
You're gonna wish me stay.
And you do, boy. Oh, I tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I tell every young parent.
I used to well up before I had a child hearing that song.
I say, any advice for me? I say, be present for your kids.
Don't blink.
Don't blink, but just be present, because the more The more time you're present for them, the more time you have all those rich feelings. And when they do go,
amen,
and it's going to happen so quick. And you know what?
Stays with them.
It's supposed to. You know, our baby left, you know, for college at Arizona State last fall. And, I mean, it was so dang hard, not just because it wasn't hard with her sister and her brother. Brother's up in, you know, an hour north, not too bad. Her sister went to Yale and then to San Francisco to work. That stinks. But the last one just hits you like between the eyes.
And we just have the one, so.
And it's different now. It just is. But
yeah,
you know
I only got one, too.
My wife and I always say, this is the way it's supposed to be, right?
I mean,
you raise your kids to not stay in your basement for the rest of their life. You want them to go fly and do things and be there, but it's not like it's easy. Oh, my gosh. Texture says, Scott, I'm so glad that I'm not the only one that cries when they hear you're going to miss this. It gets me every time.
Every time, yep.
Somebody else wanted Trace Adkins. Where'd it go now? Long Black Train? Is that one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
It is a good one. I like that.
That and Field of Dreams.
Good thing.
Kevin Costner plays catch with his dad. I'm a weeping pile of goo.
Texture says, hey, Scott, how many genders do monsters have? Because my mother-in-law is one. I should give this telephone number out, shouldn't I?
Yeah, really? Yeah, no kidding,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, don't you think I should?
You're safe here.
Yeah, okay. This is a safe zone. No, don't worry about it. Safe place right here on the radio. Speaking of which, you know, we lost Maria's mom, my mother-in-law, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so that's just a little more a month ago. And her sister, Ellen Carlson, died day before yesterday at 95 years of age. 95 years of age. And so my wife and I were talking, and she got the text, oh, Ellen passed away. She had a stroke a few days earlier. Folks in Powers Lake may know Ellen Carlson the best. She just a sweetheart of a lady, made great donuts, and just so full of life. Loved Ellen. She was a total sweetheart.
Raise a glass to Ellen.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, you know, can you imagine your mom and Ellen and, you know, your dad and, you know, Kenny, you know, Berg, their brother, and just trying to think of all the people in the family. They're all together again, so that's kind of neat. Texture says, make bathrooms associated for these people. Don't put every young woman feel fear to use the locker room. Well, I think what I heard about from Andy Armacost between the lines is, and he used the term straight, he said, you know, we don't want straight students to feel uncomfortable either, so we're going to make accommodations. I don't know what that means. I also heard him say, I don't have any choice, it's Title IX. So I assume this would mean any school that has Title IX is doing the same thing. Why is UND leading on this? Why? So much of these things, we go, oh, okay, the law says if I'm a boy, I can say I'm a girl, so I get to go in the girls' locker room. How in the world you don't know? How do you know they aren't doing that? I mean, I think some people are gender confused. I think some people ultimately want to change their gender to fill a bucket, to fill a hole, whatever. It's America. That surgery is available. There's hormone therapy. You can do all that, okay? Now, tragically, if you look at statistics of people who do make that change, you know, there were some significant issues there. But it is their choice. I'm not going to see. To me, there's two genders, and you're born how you're born. But that's I'm not going to assign that to anybody else. But when you start saying, "Oh, because you say you are, or you identify as, therefore you are,"
yeah,
that like, I flip a switch and you can go in the girls' locker room now. That just is wrong. It's just wrong. And I would love to see a school like the University of North Dakota, an institution I adore, say, you know what? That's not North Dakota values. Title IX, sorry. We're not going to do it that way, and we'll see in court.
Well, back in the day, we had drag queens, and those were men that dressed like women, and they had shows, and they had bars, and they still do, and that's great. And RuPaul has a show, and that's fine. I have no problem with that all and ever, and still don't. No problem, but please don't say that you are when you're not, and you need to use that bathroom, or you need to get on that track, or that court, or in that pool, and swim against biological women. Then stop talking.
Texas says, those policies aren't protecting all students. Remember the student in Virginia that raped two female students after he put on a dress and went into the girls' locker room.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Not all it's supposed to be.
When the Supreme Court changed the definition of the word sex to include sexual identity, then we can't live our lives according to our religious beliefs anymore.
It's ridiculous.
Sean in Fargo says, what steps do these so-called transgender students have to go through before they are able to use the locker rooms and bathrooms of the gender they are identifying as?
They can't. They don't.
And can they change back and forth as to what identity they have, like the wind blows?
The answer's no.
At what point does this stop? When they identify as a dog, cat, or horse? I'm a serious question, he says.
I know.
At what point does it stop? Another texter says, oh my gosh, you guys are bad. Another texter, there is no such thing as transgender. You are either male or female. Some people are gender confused. Some people are cross-dressers. Acting like and presenting yourself as a gender which you aren't does not make you that gender.
Hey. Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Your body parts altered does not change your gender. That detail was determined at conception.
Bingo.
We got to just one-tenth of these winners. We'll select a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt winner. We already gave the hat. Let's do this tomorrow. Should be Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, part two of our conversation with him on energy value-added space, joining the egg in a value-added space, plus Kevin Craig.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.